The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Let's move on to gardening. Someone who's never sworn in his life. Padraig Horkan, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Jonathan, and I don't intend to start now.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what we can do, because lockdown at the start of spring was a great time to be out in the garden. It isn't as good when you're in November.
Well, there's still lots to be done, Jonathan, and thinking about adding colour, particularly for Halloween. We're coming up to a busy time at Halloween where people love to plant up window boxes and containers and add a bit of winter colour. There's so many plants coming into flower at the moment, like winter cyclamen, winter heathers are beautiful at the moment, given lots of colour, double daisies. All of those plants that flower through the winter period can be planted in tubs and containers now to give you colour, not only at Halloween, but right through Christmas and into spring of next year. And you mentioned bulbs earlier on. This is the time of year for planting bulbs. So if you want lots of colour in January, February, March or April of next year, then you've got to get the bulbs into the ground during November. So the snowdrops and daffodils and bluebells, they're all planted at this time of year. It's also a busy time for planting hedging plants. If you want some privacy and screening, November is the time to plant hedges in your garden. And of course, if you want some winter cheer, plants that will actually flower through the winter season, like the beautiful yellow flowering Mahonia charity, which is a bright yellow shrub that flowers all winter long, or scented viburnums, which produce beautiful pink flowers from now right through until next March. They've got to be planted at this time of year. So November has always been nature's time to plant. And it's a really super time for planting trees, shrubs, fruiting plants and colour around your garden. So there's no excuse, and the lockdown is the perfect time to do it.
I mean, the challenge will be to actually get our hands on the stock. Have you a plan for your own stock here now? Where are you going to get them? And can people click and collect? Because that seems to be, if you can order online, you can click and collect by the looks of it.
Yes, you can. And you need to check with your local garden centres, Jonathan, because some garden centres will remain open simply because they're supplying landscapers with trees and shrubs and lots of supplies. They also have pet departments, which are they're considered essential retailing. So it depends on your local garden centre and the product mix. So many will still remain open, but lots of them have online web shops at the moment for home delivery, and also call and collect or click and collect are available for most garden centres as well. So check in with your local garden centre. As I say, some will be open, some will have click and collect, and some will have online or a combination of all three.
A lot of people like myself just pare back at this time of year because there's not much you can put in boxes. You can put a few up, but you wouldn't have the same colour you'd have in the winter. If I was to hang my two window baskets, the little things that hang on either side of the door, what should I put in them now?
Okay, so for winter colour, what I would add, first of all, I'd plant some spring bulbs. So dwarf bulbs like Red Riding Hood tulips or Gluck tulips, or a lovely variety called Cape Cod. They're short in stature. They'll just come above the other plants. So put those in the base of the hanging basket. Get a good quality compost above that, and then add plants like cyclamen, which are coming into flower at the moment, winter pansies, winter violas, winter heathers. Trailing ivies are absolutely lovely. The primulas, the lovely little dwarf primulas. And right in the centre, I'd put a Christmas rose. So it's a variety called Helleborus Christmas Carol that will actually flower now, but right through until next April. And all of the plants I mentioned, Jonathan, will give you a riot of colour through the winter period, right up until next April. So there's no excuse. Don't be hibernating. Get out there and start planting, because there's tons of colour available that flower through the winter period. And the lovely thing about winter, Jonathan, is that the plants last longer, because it's like putting a plant in the fridge. The cooler temperatures at the moment encourage the plant to flower longer. Absolutely.
Hardy stuff. You're not going to
April.
None of your namby-pamby stuff. This is the real strong plants we're putting into the ground
Absolutely.
Here and into the pots. Some questions have come in from the listeners, Padraig. A gardening question for Padraig. What bulbs should I plant for spring colour? So you've talked us through the winter, but if we want a bit of colour in the spring, what should they put in the patio pots?
I think the Narcissi are absolutely beautiful. So they're in the daffodil family. Varieties like Tete a Tete, which is a dwarf variety, and a lovely variety called February Gold, which flowers in February. And my own favourite is one called Jetfire. It's actually a two-tone Narcissi. It only grows 6 inches in height, but you've got that lovely orange and yellow flower again in March and April. Scented hyacinths, Jonathan, they're absolutely stunning. They're beautiful colours, but a fantastic scent in the springtime. And of course, bluebells are brilliant as well. So there's lots of great spring bulbs that flower literally from December right through until April.
Angie says, my lawn is full of moss and the grass is yellow. What could I use? There's an awful lot of moss after coming on in the last couple of weeks. I don't know whether it was the perfect environment or what.
It was the perfect weather that we had in August and September, that damp, wet, clammy weather. So moss is present at the moment. It starts to grow at this time of year, Jonathan. So now is the time to eliminate it. Apply the zero liquid application. If you apply that on a dry day, the moss will die literally overnight, and it helps to green up the lawn as well. And then following that, I would give it an autumn lawn feed. You get it in any local garden centre, and this is the time of year to get it on.
I have a bay leaf tree that seemingly died on me recently. I was under the impression they were robust. Can I revive it? It sounds like a Monty Python sketch. It has ceased to be. It is a former bay leaf tree. Can you do anything for it?
It's a plant called Laurus nobilis, the noble laurel, and it's a beautiful garden herb to grow. I mean, it is an easy plant to grow, but many people grow it in pots and containers, and sometimes it can dry out to the extent that it dies back. My advice really is maybe to replant a new plant, or if the plant is in a pot, put it out into the garden soil, because it's a relatively easy plant to grow. It's evergreen. Of course, it gives us the bay leaf that we use in cooking and stews, and it's an absolute lovely plant. It tolerates trimming, so there's no reason why it shouldn't grow in your garden, but I would plant it out into the garden soil, and November is a great time to plant bay trees.
I've just cleared my glasshouse and I want to treat the soil to kill off pest eggs and have a clearer pest for next spring. There's nothing worse than going into a greenhouse at this time of year and you're rooting through the soil and all sorts of squirmy, wormy, manky stuff comes up. We all love God's creatures, but you want to get rid of them as well.
That's called wildlife, Jonathan. They're there for a purpose. They're there for a purpose. But look, it's a good idea if you're cleaning out your glasshouse and you want to kind of just eliminate any particularly aphid eggs or green fall eye eggs at this time of year. If you treat the soil with a natural product called Winter Tree Wash, we normally use it on apple trees after pruning to eliminate all the little eggs that might be hibernating on your apple tree. You can also use it in your greenhouse. And even if you've got edible plants in the greenhouse, it's very, very safe to use. So you simply mix it up in a watering can, apply it onto the soil, and that helps to eliminate any pests or any pest eggs in particular.
One last quick one, if we can. When is the best time to sow garlic, and do you stock it in Hawkins? That's from Annette.
Yes, we do, and we have it in a couple of different varieties. If you want a really strong one, look for Marco. It's a French variety. It's a really strong, pungent variety. But we also
pungent. You want the stink to
really
rise from the plant. Yes.
So now is the time. Now, Jonathan, you put garlic into the ground. Out of doors, it's perfectly hardy, and it'll actually start to grow over the winter season. It's also the time of year for planting Japanese onion sets and shallots.
Well, your breath will smell awful when they all grow in the new year. But in the meantime, get planting. Pádraig Horgan of Horgan's Garden Centre. Thank you very much for joining us, as always.